At O'Connor Hospital, we've been right here in your own backyard for 140 years. And from our long-standing dedication to our neighbor's health, we've perfected something we call Careology. It's the science of compassion and excellence, which all our doctors, nurses, and specialists are committed to. For us, Careology is more than procedure. It's personal. O'Connor Hospital, your community hospital. OCH.SCCGov.org.
This Hour of the Huge Show is being brought to you by BHS Insurance, who is currently celebrating their 80th anniversary. You don't get this far without providing a level of service that is unmatched by anyone in the business, which is exactly what BHS Insurance does. BHS's commitment to excellence for both you and your business is why they are proud to be a leading provider of auto owner's insurance for your life, home, car, and business insurance needs. For BHS Insurance, everything rides on their relationships and reputation, which is why they are proud to be a leading provider of auto owner's insurance for your life, home, car, and business insurance needs. Visit BHSINS.com to learn more. That's BHSINS.com. BHS Insurance, in partnership with Auto Owners Insurance, can best service your needs. Find out more today at BHSINS.com. For all your insurance needs, log on and get your questions answered at BHSINS.com.
All of Michigan loves an Ask Anything Friday on the Huge Radio Network. You can ask any question you want, from sports to real life, now at 1-866-838-HUGE. That's 1-866-838-4843 on the Miller Lite Hotline, at Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook and Instagram. Now, let's go to the man with all the answers. Inside the Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Park Studio, the Huge One, Bill Simonson.
Thank you, Mr. Rob Brandt. It is an Ask Anything Friday presented by our friends at BHS Insurance. Now, it's a monster day here across this great state of Michigan. Man, it feels like the Wings won the Stanley Cup. Announcing early this morning, or at least the word leaked, that Steve Yzerman would take over as general manager, coming home number 19 on April 19th. And it's the right move at the right time. And I don't think this is a slap in the face to Kenny Holland. He'll move into that senior vice president role and work with Stevie Y, and working together, having two hockey minds like that, along with Blasio, who's wonderful with the young talent, and he's grown into a top-flight coach. Come on, he'll be coaching Team USA in the World Championships in May. So it was the right move, the right time, and Tampa getting swept by Columbus was good for you, the Wings fan, and good for the Wings organization, because now Stevie Y can get ready for a ton of picks in the upcoming NHL draft, and also with free agency and the cap, the Wings will have a lot of money to play with. So let's all celebrate Steve Yzerman, the new GM of your Detroit Red Wings. And speaking of Stevie Y, he's being introduced in Detroit at a press conference at Little Caesars Arena.
With Ken Holland, so he's going to be senior vice president, but no other team has asked for permission yet. How long he stays remains to be seen, how badly he wants to work.
We were all shocked to see the Tampa Bay Lightning, for which Steve Yzerman still was under contract, knocked out in four straight in their first round against Columbus. That ended up turning out okay for the Red Wings, so it would seem that their season wasn't continued until May or June.
100%. It worked out well that Steve's here and they can get this going, and then you got before the draft and Steve's in place. Like, let's remember, the scouts do all the work for the draft. Ken Holland's been out scouting many nights with Steve Yzerman. I believe they're both going to be going to Sweden to watch the under-18s. So they're on that path together. But it's the scouts who do all the work. What's interesting is the fact that Tampa got swept, and now Ken Holland moves upstairs. If, in fact, an Edmonton wants to talk to Ken Holland, it speeds it up. Rather than into June, right? If Tampa were still going in the Stanley Cup, it does speed up that. But we hope that Ken Holland's here for a long time.
You have been a part of many great Red Wing moments. Put this one in some perspective for us as we await the arrival of Chris Ilitch and Ken Holland and Steve Yzerman.
It's a big day because of what Steve Yzerman means to this city, means to the family, means to the Ilitches, and means to the city of Detroit. I think where the team is in rebuild, and he comes with what he did in Tampa Bay, he comes with that resume. Worked under Ken Holland to learn how to become what he did as general manager and put that in place. He built a darn good team in Tampa Bay, right? No Stanley Cup, but to the final. When he went to Tampa Bay, yes, Stamkos and Hedman were in place, but he made some really crafty deals and some shoe drafting, and Al Murray, their director of scouting, is outstanding in Tampa Bay. But the Red Wings have a pretty good staff here, too.
Murph was talking about it, how much Steve Yzerman had elevated his game as a general manager over the course of the last 3 years.
Well, over those years, he's learned quite a bit and has done a wonderful job, and with Pat Verbeek, a former Red Wing, at his side, too. So he comes here with that resume of what he was able to do in Tampa Bay and build a good team, and that's why I think there's so much hope in this city. It's not some rookie GM coming. It's the legend of Detroit coming in, who learned under the Red Wings, went away, learned even more, comes back, and brings all that expertise here.
You may have seen Darren McCarty pose for a picture, or get people to pose for a picture. You get a sense as to what this day means for the former teammates of Steve Yzerman. And of course, for 22 years, he was a star. And I'm not sure I've seen an outpouring of love from a fan base to this degree in recent memory.
Because of what has happened here lately, and it brings hope. And that's what Steve Yzerman brings, a winning attitude, and he brings further hope to what was already in the organization going forward.
All right, so our guests are arriving. There is Chris and Marian Ilitch, who have found their way here into the arena, and we're anticipating the arrival of Ken Holland and Steve Yzerman. It is his day. He will take over a team that has started the rebuild, and I think guys who like to do this relish an opportunity to sort of get their hands dirty with a franchise.
They left it in a good place with 10 draft picks this summer and all the draft picks that they've occurred. They've done well.
Yep. All right, we will turn things over to Ken Holland and Steve Yzerman and Chris Ilitch.
Okay, good afternoon, everybody. My name is Chris Granger. I am the Group President for Sports and Entertainment for Ilitch Holdings. I would like to welcome you to beautiful, the award-winning Little Caesars Arena here in the heart of the District Detroit. It's clearly an exciting day here for the Detroit Red Wings organization, and it's an exciting day for all of Hockey Town. And on that note, I want to give a special thank you to all of the Red Wings fans here in Detroit and around the world who are watching today's announcement. We cannot do what we do without you. We so appreciate your support, and we can't wait to see you back at the rink this fall. And with that, I'm going to turn it over to our governor, president, and CEO of the Detroit Red Wings, Christopher Ilitch.
All right. Thanks, Chris. Well, good afternoon, everyone. It's great to see everyone, and thank you all for coming. It is an extremely exciting day in the history of our franchise. I am thrilled to announce today that Steve Yzerman will return to the Detroit Red Wings in the role of Executive Vice President and General Manager. Ken Holland has been promoted to Senior Vice President and has signed a multi-year extension. With a leader like Steve in charge of our hockey operations and with the valued support of an accomplished executive in Ken, we feel that we've taken a strong management team and made it even stronger today. This is truly an amazing day for our organization, the city of Detroit, the state of Michigan, and for Red Wings fans around the globe. We continue to be laser focused on building a team for our incredible fans that consistently competes for Stanley Cup championships. And we believe Steve Yzerman is the perfect choice to lead our efforts. In 2006, my parents, Mike and Marian Ilitch, had the incredible foresight to see Steve's executive potential, adding him to the Red Wings front office after he retired as a player. Steve mentored under Ken and Jimmy Devolano in Detroit for 4 years, and then moved on to Tampa and took over the reins. And boy, was he impressive. Under his guidance, the Lightning became one of the NHL's model franchises, building a perennial contender. Since 2013 and 14, no team has won more games or scored more goals than the Lightning. Tampa ranks fifth overall in victories since Steve's first season as general manager, and he won the NHL General Manager of the Year award in 2015. What Steve has accomplished in Tampa is remarkable. I would also like to thank Lightning owner Jeff Vinnick for granting us permission to speak with Steve in March. Steve is a smart, driven, and determined executive with extraordinary leadership skills, as demonstrated both in his playing and management careers. He brings a unique perspective to the general manager position as a Hall of Fame player, a captain, a Stanley Cup champion. He draws on that experience in all facets of the position, including his decision-making, communication, negotiating, drafting, and developing. Perhaps the quality that separates Steve the most is his competitive edge and his competitive drive. He's had incredible success over his time on the management side, and we know his competitive fire will permeate throughout our organization. I would like to thank Ken Holland for his incredible work over 22 years as our general manager, and for his role in bringing Steve back to Detroit. Ken and Steve are extremely close friends. Ken firmly believes it is in the best long-term interest of the organization that Steve takes over our hockey operations and begins to guide the Red Wings into the future. Ken has overseen our hockey team since 1997, and under his watch, the franchise has won 4 President's Trophies, 10 division titles, and 3 Stanley Cups in 1998, 2002, and 2008. This past season, he became the winningest general manager in franchise history, passing the legendary Jack Adams. His career accomplishments are truly astounding, and we're thrilled. Ken will remain with the organization in his new role as senior vice president. And now, it's time to hear from the new executive vice president and general manager of the Detroit Red Wings, Steve Yzerman.
Thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate you all turning out this afternoon for our press conference here. I would like to start by saying, one, I'm extremely excited to be back in Detroit with the Red Wings. This city, Red Wing fans, the state of Michigan were incredibly supportive of me throughout the ups and downs of my playing career. I am very excited to return to the organization and join the Red Wings again, and with our goal of getting the team back in contention for Stanley Cups and the championships that is expected and has come to be expected here in Detroit. I really would like to thank Chris, Mrs. Ilitch, the entire Ilitch family. As I mentioned, the city of Detroit supporting me, the Ilitch family throughout since being drafted, coming here as an 18-year-old. They have supported my playing career, supported me both professionally and even more importantly, the support and care that they've shown for my wife and children as well. I am extremely grateful for that. I am thrilled to be back as the general manager. I'm grateful for the confidence that Chris and Mrs. Ilitch are showing in me and putting me in such what I consider an extremely important position. I thank you, and I look forward to working for you and with you in our quest again to return to the place where this club is expected to be. To Ken Holland, I want to start by saying, as the general manager for 22 years in Detroit, he has had a phenomenal tenure here in Detroit. He is extremely well respected by his peers around the league, not only respected, liked, admired, the way he treats people, the way he deals with all the different situations. For me, he has been a teammate way back in the day. He has been a scout for this organization, my general manager. He's been a great friend, and he has been my mentor. I learned so much, not only as a player, playing for him in our conversations when I retired and spent four incredibly enjoyable, worthwhile years in management, learning, listening. It was an invaluable education for me and really set me up well to go off on my own to become a general manager down in Tampa. I'm incredibly grateful for his humility, his selflessness, his people management skills, and I've learned from his incredible work ethic and passion for the game. I'm very, very excited to be back working with Kenny in this role, and I'm glad that he is here, and I will be relying heavily on his expertise and opinions. It's very important for me now to acknowledge the Tampa Bay Lightning organization. Jeff Vinnick had the, not sure what the right term is.
Smart.
he offered me the job in Tampa, and it was, you know, 8 years as general manager, and the previous year serving in as an advisor to Julian Breezeball. Can't tell you how grateful I am and how much I enjoyed working for him, working for the Tampa Bay Lightning organization, a fantastic group of people down there, believe it or not, a fantastic hockey town, but supported the organization, a very passionate fan base. It was really an enjoyable experience for me. I'm very disappointed that I wasn't able as manager to guide that team to a Stanley Cup. I believe they have a fantastic team, an excellent organization, a management group, scouting staff, coaches, and I wish them nothing but the best of luck, and I hope they're close, and I hope they do get that Stanley Cup championship that they're very close to getting. Now, after we get through today, it's time for me to get to work. There's a lot of work to be done. This organization and this fan base, as you all know, is used to winning and being successful. We got a lot of work to do, and depending on your age, you know that this takes time. We've been through this before. It's up and down for organization. It takes time, and I caution everyone and temper the excitement that this is going to take time. I cannot give you a specific linear timeline, but we will do the things necessary. We'll take the approach that I believe and that I've learned from Ken Holland and learned with the Ilitches through our experiences, that if we follow the process, we do our job right, and truthfully, we get a little bit of luck, we'll get back to where we're expecting to be. I believe the foundation is here for a good core of players, and it's the foundation for a core. It takes a pretty good number of players to have that core. I think we're off to a tremendous start as you watch the team this year with the likes of Dylan Larkin, Anthony Mantha, Andreas Athanasiou, Tyler Bertuzzi, Philip Aronic. You have the foundation for a core there. Kenny has done a tremendous job over the last couple of years of acquiring draft picks, more draft picks over the previous two drafts, the upcoming two drafts. It's imperative that we do well in the draft. We have some promising young prospects that will go for that, playing in the American Hockey League this year with Philip Zadina. We have young Rasmussen who played in Detroit this year. A couple of kids that will turn pro from junior, just to name a couple, and McIsaac and Valeno playing out in the Quebec League. There is an exciting group of young players, young prospects, and a lot of draft picks. It's going to take some time, but I believe there's a foundation there for this team to be successful. We have an excellent young coach in Jeff Blashill. He's had success at every level he's coached at. I had the, good fortune and bad fortune of our team and our minor league team in Syracuse playing, what about 5 years ago, Ken? Playing Grand Rapids in the finals. We lost a hard-fought six-game series against Grand Rapids, a team coached by Jeff, and it stood out to me what an excellent job he did with that team and managing his team and the way they played. Obviously had an opportunity to watch the Red Wings this year and the development and the play of some of the young players. So I look forward to working with Jeff. There's a lot of things in place here. As I say, we have a draft coming up. It's imperative that we draft well. It's imperative that we continue to develop and provide these young kids the environment and the opportunity to fulfill their potential. I'm confident we will do that. As I said, and I'll wrap it up, is this will take time, much like in the early part of my career. There's ups and downs. This fan base has supported us throughout the ups and downs. And again, here we are. This is an excellent opportunity now. And I'm going to stress, we're very appreciative of your support. We're going to ask for your patience. And we're going to do things the right way. And I'm grateful to all for bringing me back here, and I recognize that there's a lot of work to be done, but I'm confident if we do things well that everyone will be pleased and we'll get the results we're expecting.
Thank you, Steve. And now the new senior vice president of the Red Wings, Ken Holland.
Thanks, Beamer. I would say to you, I feel very, very fortunate that 22 years ago, Mr. and Mrs. Ilitch and my mentor, Jim Devolano, had the confidence in me to hire me as the Red Wings general manager. It has been a privilege and an honor to be the general manager of the Detroit Red Wings. It's been a roller coaster ride at times, but the three Stanley Cup championships as general manager is something that I will treasure forever. It's time to look forward, and today is a real exciting day for the fans of the Detroit Red Wings and for the Red Wing organization. Stevie is one of the greatest players that ever played in a Red Wing uniform. I've known Steve since 1983 when he was a draft pick and I was signed by Jim Devolano as a minor league goaltender. So we were in the first training camp together, and I remember this guy with all these funny letters on the back of his jersey skating around, had the puck all the time as a young guy. And I think I was 28 or 29. I thought, my God, is that guy good at 17 years of age? So then he went on, obviously, as Steve talked, when he retired as a player in 2006, he came into our front office and worked with myself, Jim Devolano, Jim Nill, Mike Babcock was the coach. I think Scotty was still on here. Had Scotty left yet? Scotty Woman? But we had a front office staff, and we worked together for 4 years, and then Steve went on to Tampa Bay and has been in Tampa Bay for the last 9 years. And one of the people that I respect, you know, when I sit in those managers' meetings and you look around, I respect Steve as being one of the top general managers in the National Hockey League. And obviously, his team this year had tied the 96 Red Wing record for the most wins in the regular season, 62 wins. Steve and I have had many, many conversations over the last couple of weeks leading up to today. Steve and I were roommates in Sochi in a little wee room at the Olympics when Steve was the general manager of Team Canada and I was an assistant general manager. We've spent a lot of time together through the years. Steve is a really good friend. Lisa and his girls are good friends with my daughters. So it's a real exciting day for me to see Steve Yzerman come back where he belongs, back in Detroit with the Detroit Red Wings. So welcome back, Steve, and I'm thrilled that you're back and where you belong.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Before we open it up for questions, just a few comments I want to make about Ken Holland. You know, I'm a big believer to be successful at anything in life takes a lot of hard work. To be successful in professional sports really takes a lot of hard work. It's hard work for the players. We see every day how hard they train, how hard they prepare. But it's also really hard work for the front office staff. And I would say to you that nobody has worked harder to bring success to the Detroit Red Wings than Ken Holland. His work ethic is incredible. He's been an amazing general manager for our organization. And it's pretty amazing when you look back through history and you see a Jim Devolano mentoring a young Ken Holland as a scout, as an assistant, a director of scouting, as an assistant general manager, and ultimately handing over the keys to Ken Holland in 1997 as general manager, because Jimmy Devolano knew that's what was best for the franchise. He put his own self-interest on the side and looked at what was best for the team. We ask our players all the time to consider what's best for the team, to adjust their play, not for their own individual statistics and accolades, but rather what does the team need for them to do in order for success at the team level. What Ken Holland has done here through this process is incredible. He has looked at what is in the best interest of the Detroit Red Wings and put his self-interest aside. He loves what he does, but he realized this is a one-time opportunity, perhaps, to bring Stevie back to Detroit. And Ken has willingly done that.
And that was coverage across the Huge Radio Network of the introduction of Steve Yzerman as the Wings' new general manager. Now, later in this broadcast, Darren McCarty will join me to talk about Stevie Y. We'll hear from Mike Knuble, Paul Woods. Also, Bob Kaser, the voice of the Wingstop Farm affiliate, the Grand Rapids Griffins, and Sean Belegian from X's and Bros, his thoughts on number 19 coming home on April 19th. More after this Network TO.
You're listening to an Ask Anything Friday on the Huge Radio Network.
Hey, all you Michigan, Michigan State, Pistons, Lions, Tigers, and Wings fans. You can find quality, licensed, official team gear, a huge selection, always at that great Meijer price, inside the team gear department at your local Meijer. Meijer, proud sponsor of the Big Ten and more.
In the Den with Dan Dickerson.
When you're shopping for auto parts, shop your local Auto Value Parts stores. When you shop local, you're helping your neighborhood provide dollars for libraries, parks, and fire departments. Shop for all your auto parts at your local Auto Value Parts stores. Auto Value. Local service is the difference. We get it. We told you yesterday about the Tigers' dramatic improvement running the bases under new manager Ron Gardenhire. The improvement defensively was almost as dramatic. In the defensive run save system, the Tigers have been truly terrible in three of the last 4 years. 2017, there were 61 runs below average, 29th in the major leagues. Last year, they jumped to 24 runs above average, led by an improvement in pitchers fielding, the superb defense of Jacoby Jones, and a dramatic improvement in how effective the Tigers were with their shifts. The Tigers were the second best team in the American League in the effectiveness of their shifts. Expect to see even better things ahead in 2019.
Huge here for the sports medicine team at Metro Health, University of Michigan Health. Now they feature some of the top sports physicians, physical therapists, and athletic trainers in this great state of Michigan. And it shows with their partnerships with local high schools, colleges, and professional sports teams. And also one thing about Metro Health sports medicine docs, they're also primary care docs, so they can provide general care and help with preventative medicine if you're an active individual or you take part in sports. And convenience is big, as they have 7 convenient locations across West Michigan. So there's a Metro Health University of Michigan Health location near you. Find out more at metrohealth.net/sportsmedicine. That's metrohealth.net/sportsmedicine. Whether you're a weekend warrior or your kid's been hurt or you've been hurt, get back to playing what you love to play with the team from Metro Health, University of Michigan Health Sports Medicine.
Friday, June 28th, it's Sugarland. Live at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort, part of the Soaring Eagle Summer Outdoor Concert Series, Sugarland with the Eli Young Band. Tickets start at just $25 and are on sale now at the Soaring Eagle and Eagles Landing box offices or online at etix.com. Don't miss Sugarland, Friday, June 28th at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. Details at SoaringEagleCasino.com.
Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort is Central Michigan's entertainment destination, and Ascend is your newest and hottest spot for every live sporting event. With craft beer, specialty cocktails, a full dining menu, and Ascend Watch and Win promotions, you'll want to catch every college and pro game at Ascend. Then stick around for live entertainment or explore Soaring Eagle's other newly opened features, like the beautiful new poker room and non-smoking gaming area. Ascend is open now, only at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort.
BHS Insurance is celebrating their 80th anniversary. BHS's commitment to excellence is why they are proud to be a leading provider of auto owner's insurance for your life, home, car, and business insurance needs. For BHS Insurance, everything rides on their relationships and reputation, which is why they are proud to be a leading provider of auto owner's insurance for your life, home, car, and business insurance needs. Visit BHSINS.com to learn more about how BHS Insurance, in partnership with auto owner's insurance, can best service your needs.
This is the Huge Radio Network.
Joining me here on the Huge Show across Michigan, former wing NHL star, played for Team USA in the Olympics, current assistant coach with the Wingstop Farm affiliate, the Grand Rapids Griffins, who are in the Calder Cup playoffs. Mike Knuble joins us to talk about one of the biggest days in franchise history for the Wings. Stevie Y coming back home, left in May of 2010. And Mike, are you surprised by the news today?
Well, I think, like, certainly if you start to think about it with Tampa, you know, he still had to honor some commitments with Tampa Bay. And with them losing out here in the last day or two, you know, certainly, you know, moving quickly on this issue and moving, you know, kind of it's the elephant in the room a little bit. So I think it was easy for people to have their fingers crossed and hope for this moment and this press conference they're going to hold today. And so for it to come true and be here in front of us in a few hours, certainly exciting for Red Wing fans, not only, you know, in Michigan, but all around the world. I think they're extremely thrilled to have Steve back in the mix and helping Detroit direct its future here.
Yeah, he's recognized as one of the top five captains of all time in hockey. That's some select company. And you played with him, Michael, when you were with the Wings. Describe what it was like to follow the leadership of Steve Yzerman.
Well, yeah, you described him. I mean, he was, you know, not even a great captain in Red Wing history, but, you know, very highly respected throughout the history of the National Hockey League. So for me, being a young guy, you know, I was playing at Michigan and come in and visit and, you know, come in and see games and then hang around a little bit and try and meet some people and stuff like that. So he'd always stop and say hi, and very, very nice guy. Wasn't like physically imposing by any means. You know, you kind of were actually probably surprised. He seemed bigger than life when he was on the ice and we were watching. But when you're there, he wasn't the biggest guy, but certainly was, you know, an unbelievable captain, and had a, you know, when you're a young guy there. And even when I turned pro with him and came up, man, he just, you know, you meet him and you're trying not to say something stupid. I think a lot of people have been in those situations where they've been around people that are, you know, kind of, they feel that they're pretty important people, and you try not to stick your foot in your mouth. And as a young guy, that's what you're trying to do all the time. But certainly, you know, not only that respect in the room, but the way he played the game on the ice and evolved as a player. And when your captain was out there in 1997 blocking shots, and 1997, 98 blocking shots and eating pucks, and, you know, and you're sitting around on the bench saying, how can I not do that if he's doing that? So, you know, leadership by presence in the room and leadership by actions on the ice were certainly what made him distinct a player, and not only a fantastic player in Detroit Red Wing history, but the history of the league itself.
Mike Knubel, former Wing, joining us here on the Huge Show across Michigan, talking about Steve Yzerman, named the new GM of the Detroit Red Wings. And one thing, when you go through his resume, and you remember him as the captain with the Wings, but off the ice, how he helped the Wings front office before he left in 2010 for Tampa Bay, what he did with Tampa Bay, and you watched him, even though they were shocked by Columbus getting swept, they won 62 regular season games. He was executive director of Team Canada when they won their second straight gold medal in 2014 Winter Olympics. He's one of these guys, Michael, that anything he's around seems to result in winning at some level.
Right. I mean, this isn't like a charity, like PR stunt to bring a guy in and try and drum up a fan base and get a state into a tizzy or something like that. I mean, this is, you know, he's gone away from the Red Wing organization. He's won, you know, built some really good teams at the pro level, the NHL level. Had some real good contract negotiations with Steven Stamkos, like, you know, played hardball with his superstar, done well internationally, of course, with Team Canada. And so, like I said, he's super qualified for this, and, you know, has the experience both in the NHL and internationally in that. And so, like I said, this isn't a charity move by any means. He's incredibly qualified for this, and he's always kept his roots and his family here in Detroit. And that had a lot to do with why he couldn't continue in Tampa. He just, you know, was tired of commuting. And so now, you know, he gets a chance to kind of tie everything together and come back here. And you know, certainly the team is in a, you know, it's certainly a funny period right now where it's, you know, for all lack of better terms, in a rebuild mode. And so to get a different eye and different take on things and lead it in that direction is certainly a great move, you know, for the state of Michigan and the fan base, but more importantly for the organization itself. Just a real shot in the arm, and let everybody roll up their sleeves and get into this and make Detroit as an organization and get them to the top of the standings again.
Yeah, I think the Griffins players, they already are motivated by getting in last minute and to the Calder Cup playoffs against Chicago, but knowing that Stevie Y could be dropping by for some of those games in Chicago or Grand Rapids might be a little bit of motivation, seriously, for those Griffins players, right?
Oh, yeah. I know. You fully expect to see them, you know, whether he makes it to Chicago or not. I mean, there might be a lot going on right now, but for sure, Tuesday, Wednesday, I mean, he'll be making an appearance in Grand Rapids, absolutely. And, you know, you can't say how much he's been watching from afar. He's wrapped up in his own business professionally. He was under contract with Tampa, so he's wrapped up there. But, you know, he's going to come in and get a handle on things immediately, top to bottom, you know, how things are done. And probably end up talking to a lot of people. And so there'll be, you know, going to be interesting. You know, if he comes, if he brings people with him, if there'll be some adjustments internally and stuff. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see what happens. But, yeah, I fully expect to see him here in Grand Rapids probably by the middle of the week when this series heads back there.
Mike Knoebel, current assistant coach with the Wingstop Farm affiliate, the Grand Rapids Griffins. They begin the Calder Cup playoffs this weekend in Chicago. Also a former wing, played at Michigan with Red in the NHL for Team USA in the Olympics. East Kenwood High School, talking about one of the biggest days in Wings franchise history, and that's not hyperbole. Stevie Y coming back home, being named general manager of the Wings. Mike, thanks for the time, and we'll talk soon.
All right, thank you, Bill. Have a good one.
All right, Mike Knoebel joining us here on the Huge Radio Network.
You're listening to an Ask Anything Friday on the Huge Radio Network.
Build the perfect Easter basket and save at Meijer. Select toys and games are buy one, get one 50% off this week. Hershey's and Nestle Easter bag candy are buy two, get one free. Easter peeps are just two for $4. Easter chocolate bunnies are two for $7. Pre-filled Easter baskets started just $10 this week at Meijer. Plus, dress a family in their Easter best for less. Apparel for the family is buy one, get one for $1. And kids' dress or casual shoes are just $14.99 this week at your local Meijer.
Bigger than any box score, local sports are a victory for the entire community. Building up leaders, breaking down barriers, connecting generations, teaching integrity, blazing a trail, sparking our economy. That's why Meijer sponsors hundreds of local sports teams throughout the Midwest. From Little League to the big leagues, uniforms to stadiums, Meijer knows when we support the home team, we all win.
Hey, all you Michigan, Michigan State, Pistons, Lions, Tigers, and Wings fans. You can find quality, licensed, official team gear, a huge selection, always at that great Meijer price, inside the team gear department at your local Meijer. Meijer, proud sponsor of the Big Ten and more.
We have batteries, brakes, mufflers, and more at your auto value parts store,
where service is the difference.
We get it.
Spring is here, and so are the savings. Spiff up your vehicle with Wizard's Mist and Shine Professional Detailer, now just $10.99. Pick up quarts of Valvoline Full Synthetic Oil for just $7.99. If you're fixing up that trailer hitch, save this month on the Curt 2-inch Hitch Ball. Auto value priced at only $8.99. And for those of you using two-stroke engines, save on True Fuel Premix for just $5.99. Order online at myautovaluestore.com, and this month we'll take $10 off order of $50 or more when you use the coupon code SPRING10. That's spring and the number 10. At Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it.
We have batteries, brakes, mufflers, and more at your Auto Value parts store,
where service is the difference.
We get it.
Hey, all you Michigan, Michigan State, Pistons, Lions, Tigers, and Wings fans. You can find quality, licensed, official team gear, a huge selection, always at that great Meijer price, inside the team gear department at your local Meijer.
Bobby Brown and Belle Biv DeVoe together on stage. RBRM, Saturday, May 11th at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. RBRM, the For the Love of It Tour. Tickets are on sale now at the Soaring Eagle and Eagles Landing box offices or online at etix.com. RBRM, Saturday, May 11th at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. Details at SoaringEagleCasino.com. Ring on the bliss.
Bill Simonson here for the luxurious Tullymore Golf Resort in Canadian Lakes, Michigan. Pretty close to where you're listening right now. It's a Michigan masterpiece when it comes to two 18-hole layouts, Tullymore and St. Ives. They offer great accommodations for groups of 4 to 400. They have unbelievable fine dining and some great comfort food at the grill. They also feature the Top Golf Swing Suite. They put over $500,000 into this Top Golf Swing Suite. It's the ultimate place to hang out with family, friends, coworkers, and your clients. Go to TullymoreGolf.com to find out more. That's TullymoreGolf.com. They're in Canadian Lakes, Michigan, right in the center of the state. They can handle weddings, private business meetings, and more. Everything you need is waiting for you at the luxurious Tullymore Golf Resort. Find out more at TullymoreGolf.com.
This is the Huge Radio Network.
Joining me on this BHS Insurance Friday is Greg Harris from BHS. And Greg, spring is here and a lot's happening at BHS. Leadership. And you talk about leaders, not only inside the framework of BHS at all levels, but also leaders that you work with when it comes to somebody who's leading the way at home, leading the way at their business, and you handle both home and business insurance needs. Let's talk about the leaders at BHS and with your clients.
Excellent, Bill. Great to be on your show, and I hope you and your family have a wonderful Easter holiday. It's a great season to be in, that's for sure.
Amen.
Regarding leadership, one of our kind of moral fibers is visibility. So, Bill, that means that, you know, it's one thing to have a customer service plan. The other thing is to actually enact it. And we get our teams out to our clients, whether that's homes or their work. That's where the action is. Our office is more of a beehive than a country club. We're in and out because it's important for us to be out in the public where our clients are, where their business grows, where their homes and their families play.
And also having a staff that's visible and available, big for any personal or business client that BHS caters to.
Yeah, I think when we build our teams, it's important for us to make sure if I'm out on a sales call with you, there's teams available to help others because things don't stop when I'm gone or you're gone. And the other part that we really push is our employees, our staff, are encouraged to participate, to contribute, to give their time in the communities. So we let them pick and we give them a certain allotment of time to, you know, give to Habitat, to work for the Humane Society. Whatever is their hot button, that's the visibility we also wish to have as leaders at BHS.
You can find out more about BHS, and they're visible online, in person. You can go to BHSINS.com. That's BHSINS.com. For over 80 years, being a leader and being visible for any personal or business client and any need they have, that's BHSINS.com. Find out more. Always good to have Greg Harris from the BHS team here on the Huge Radio Network on this BHS Insurance Friday. And happy Easter and have a great weekend with your family, Greg, and to all the families at BHS.
Thank you very much, Bill. You as well.
All right. Greg Harris joining us here on this BHS Insurance Friday. Bill Simonson here on the Huge Radio Network. Interesting to look at the career of Stevie Y, New Wings GM, 53 years of age, fourth overall pick back in 1983. Played from 83 through 2006. He's one of the great leaders that the sport has ever seen. And remember, he was named a captain of the Wings the 86-87 season at the age of 21. And he dressed as the captain for the Wings for over 1,300 games, retiring as the longest-serving captain of any team in North American Major League sports history. Stevie Y, now the Wings GM. Now remember, on September 25th, 2006, Yzerman was named as a vice president and alternate governor of the Detroit Red Wings, winning a fourth Stanley Cup championship as the VP of operations from 2007 to 2008. So in May 2010, he left the Wings organization to become GM of the Lightning in Tampa, serving in that capacity until September 2018. So when he moved back to the Detroit area, everybody was saying, you know what, I think he's going to take over. And we weren't sure when Blashill was given that two-year contract extension, but as we've heard, it looks like they would not extend Blashill unless Stevie Y quietly, along with the Ilitch family, signed off on it. It's an amazing move by the Wings. It doesn't make them Stanley Cup champions again, but it puts them on the right path. In every place Stevie Y has played or been a part of the front office, they are winners. And as I mentioned earlier with Mac, 2014 Winter Olympics, Canada won their second straight gold medal, defeating Sweden, and Yzerman was the executive director of Team Canada for 2 years leading up to that gold medal performance by Team Canada in the 2014 Winter Olympics. I don't think this is a quick turnaround move, but man, having Stevie Y now as the main leader of the Wings organization is one of the best moves I've ever seen from any team in Detroit.
This hour, The Huge Show is being brought to you by BHS Insurance, who is currently celebrating their 80th anniversary. You don't get this far without providing a level of service that is unmatched by anyone in the business, which is exactly what BHS Insurance does. BHS's commitment to excellence for both you and your business is why they are proud to be a leading provider of auto owner's insurance for your life, home, car, and business insurance needs. For BHS Insurance, everything rides on their relationships and reputation, which is why they are proud to be a leading provider of auto owner's insurance for your life, home, car, and business insurance needs. Visit BHSINS.com to learn more. That's BHSINS.com. BHS Insurance, in partnership with Auto Owners Insurance, can best service your needs. Find out more today at BHSINS.com. For all your insurance needs, log on and get your questions answered at BHSINS.com.
All of Michigan loves an Ask Anything Friday on the Huge Radio Network. You can ask any question you want, from sports to real life, now at 1-866-838-HUGE. That's 1-866-838-4843 on the Miller Lite Hotline, at Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook and Instagram. Now, let's go to the man with all the answers. Inside the Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Part Studio, the Huge One, Bill Simonson.
It is one of the biggest days in Wings franchise history as Stevie Y is the team's new GM. Number 19 is coming home on April 19th. I don't think that was planned by the Wings marketing department, but it is official. And Darren McCarty is one of the legendary Wings, and he knows Stevie Y well. Good friends, played with him. And when you heard it this morning, Darren, what were your first thoughts about Stevie Y coming home?
Well, I think you had to fact check it first because you want to make sure it wasn't fake news. And to your point on your intro there about the 19th and 19 returning, well, the Wings are usually famous for their playoff slogans or whatever during, you know, our playoff runs. So they had nothing to do. So maybe it was planned. I'll have to get to the bottom of that. I'll get back to you.
Yeah, and what do you think, though? Because when Stevie Y moved back and abruptly left the Lightning, where he had built one of the better franchises in the NHL, and I know they were upset and swept in that shocking sweep by Columbus, but the minute he said he wanted to come back home, family first, going to live in the Detroit area, Birmingham, wherever, Royal Oak, he's in Detroit. Everybody's been waiting for this day.
Yeah, but you know what, Huge, I don't know. Like, it'll be interesting as time plays out to be able to have a conversation to see when, you know, this was the decision or when it was. You know, it could be something that we hear that originally when he left, 6, 7, 8 years ago, the organization after he won World Two and he went on his way, that maybe this was something in the back of his mind. We all know that things change in life and your plans might change, but the way that it, you know, the things with Stevie, I know that the bottom line, no matter what, with this decision, is he thought it through. And he wouldn't take anything on unless he was ready for it. You know, the naysayers are going to compare, you know, the former players that have, whether in our sport or, you know, most notably like a Joe Dumars and Isaiah being legends, is it going to tarnish? Well, you know, Steve Eisman is a different creature. And what I just look at is the brain trust, you know, that is there with you. The press conference is going to be with Stevie, Chris Illich, Ken Holland. I know that Chris Draper being the special assistant. I don't know. This is a day that everybody's wished for. I guess that if you would have told every Red Wing fan this year and said you're not going to make the playoffs, you're going to have huge progress with your young stars, you're going to find out a lot about your kids in the minors. Oh, and at the end of the year, for not making the playoffs, your bonus is you get Steve Eisman as GM. I think we're in good shape. So it's a lot better today, April 19th, waiting a 3 p.m. press conference than it was for most of the year. So I'm happy.
Darren McCarty, former wing, also did a great job in the movie The Russian Five, which is still in theaters, and just check online where you can find it. He's joining us here on the Huge Show across Michigan, talking about Stevie Y becoming the GM of the Wings. What do you think will be the biggest difference Wings fans will notice between how Kenny Holland ran the Wings and Stevie Y will run the Wings?
You know what? I don't know. Is that really, to me, and you're talking about a guy that's lived it, it's sort of the Red Wing way. So whoever gets credit, whether it's Scotty, you know, initiating this transformation, but it all starts with the Illiches as the family and the ownership, right? So, you know, he'll have his nuance. All I know is that, like, if you're going to hand the reins over, and we're going to use the King, I always like the King Arthur analogy to Dylan Larkin, well, you got Steve Eisman there to guide him along the way with everything he knows. I mean, it's a win-win for everybody. And whether how he's built his team in this new NHL, the way he did in Tampa, you know, we've seen unfortunate playoff dismal appearances by us when I played after some great regular seasons. So, you know, I don't know. Everybody's happier than Red Wing world. I mean, Steve Eisman's back with the Red Wings. I had people from my friends from down in Tampa and that texted me all morning going, oh, he's going back. And I said, no, he's coming home. So he's coming home.
What makes him different on the ice, off the ice, from the days you played with him, Darren, to knowing him up until this point when he does come home to take over the Wings? Why is Steve Eisman different? Why is he a winner?
The essential eye for detail that certain people that when they are the elite at their job, their sport, they see things a hair differently. There's a small, or they can see it in people. And it's a leader of men, right? Which is, it's not about me. It's about the group. When you in Tampa Bay, I mean, it's pretty amazing, but if you asked around and you weren't in the hockey circle, a lot of people, other than Steve Eisman, ex-Red Wing player, that whatever, it's not like the first thing that comes to mind. You think of managers in baseball and you know, coaches in basketball, you know, everybody's got them at the tip of the tongue, not really the general manager. I think that what makes him different is he always has put the team ahead of himself. And he knows he's a winner, you know, from his playing days to the gold medals represent Canada. I think that just he's a leader, and certain men lead other men. And he's a guy that makes you, speaking from a guy that was in the trenches and good, bad, or indifferent, is because the bottom line is he'll tell it to you the way that you don't necessarily want to hear it, but the way you need to hear it.
Darren McCarty, former wing, current comedian. Make sure you check online where you can find Darren McCarty. He does a great job in the movie The Russian Five. So if Stevie Y called you this weekend after accepting the job and said, let's grab a bite to eat, Mac, and you guys sit down and he asks you, because you've stayed in Detroit, okay, what's the first thing I should do that moves the franchise forward in regards to the Wings? What would you tell Stevie Y?
Wow. You know, I think that I'm not going to tell him anything other than, yeah, I'd love to sit down for lunch with him and just to hear his direction and how I could help. So whether it's you know, the fine thing is you got to remember, Huge, it's the transition, in my view, from, I call it the my NHL to the new NHL. You know, and if you look through the history where, you know, Kenny Holland's done a great job of going from non-salary cap to salary cap, into the speed of the game, into, you know, there's, you know, taking the physical out of it. So it's the adjustment. So I know there's still a value of a player like myself. And it's just one of those things that, again, just because it's, you know, 22 years after the first cup we won together, if you need something from me, I'm always there.
What do you think is the first thing he'll work on to fix the Wings and get them back to the playoffs?
Well, I mean, I know Stevie, obviously, you know, Huge, and whether it's, I know it's going to be looking for that solidifying the goaltending position, but, you know, obviously we know defense. I think what it is just having all those young kids on the same page and allowing Blashill to continue to develop them. So that's the question, too. Obviously, I mean, if I'm reading into this with the extension of Blashill, it's sort of come, you know, you can't really extend and then hire a new guy.
Right.
And without some sort of blessing as far as the direction of the team. So I believe Blashill, we've talked about this before. He's the perfect guy. He's the right guy. He's got the time. You see how, you know, patience has, you know, right now, patience has benefited this organization for the past, you know, few years of not making the playoffs and not really doing anything. So hopefully what Red Wing fans see, not only on the ice but off the ice, is the organization is committed to turn this thing around. And, you know, if he's the reason why it does, then so be it. Awesome.
Darren McCarty, a former teammate of the new Wings GM, Steve Yzerman, joining us here on the Huge Show across Michigan. D-Mac, if anybody across Michigan wants to see your side job doing comedy, how do they follow you and know where you'll be at?
Yep. Facebook, Slapstick Comedy Tour, Darren McCarty Slapstick Comedy Tour. You can check that out. And also, too, I've entered the podcast world, Grind Time with Darren McCarty. So anywhere you can get podcasts or grindtimepodcast.com.
All right, but I got to get on your podcast sometime, all right? Make sure you schedule me, okay?
I definitely will. We're gonna make sure when you're doing one of these family soccer trips down to this area, I'm going to get you in.
I'll jump in. We'll do it, buddy. Thank you so much. I know you're a busy
Thank
man.
Thank you, Huge. Yeah. Always a pleasure, bud.
All right, Darren McCarty joining us here on this Ask Anything Friday, talking about the hiring of Stevie Y, his former teammate. It was interesting to hear what he had to say. Earlier today, from his home in Canada, Paul Woods from the Wings Radio Network joined me to talk about Kenny Holland and Stevie Y now working together in Hockey Town.
Yeah, that's the thing, Bill, you know, and they worked together before, so yeah, that was always my thing. Why not do it again? But, you know, Steve will just bring, you know, he'll bring some life to the franchise again and just, you know, such a competitive guy and just a strong-willed person. And, you know, I think back, like, as a player and stuff like that, he was a superstar, but he also had a grinder's mentality. And that's a rare, rare combination when you can do both at the same time. So he understands both sides of the game, and that's definitely a plus for the Red Wings, and that'll definitely change the narrative. And but, you know, getting back to Ken, too, you know, like, when you think of his record, like, you know, if I said to you, an NHL general manager made the playoffs 25 times and missed 3 times, you think that'd be the greatest general manager of all time. So he did a lot of good things, and you know, I give him lots of credit. And they didn't change their way last year either. They stayed what they believed in, and, you know, Philip Zadina wasn't ready. They didn't rush him. Dennis Chalowski, they started well. They sent him back down. They wanted to get him more seasoning. They do it the right way. So they didn't give up their beliefs. They kept doing it the right way. And but those two working together again, I think that's just great. And, you know, as I watch now, I see the Islanders playing, and I see Carolina playing, and looks like Colorado's going to go and beat Calgary, and I just keep thinking, like, why not us? Like, well, why can't we do it too?
Paul Woods from the Wings Radio Network joining us here on the Huge Show across Michigan, talking about Stevie Y in as the Wings' new GM. And you talk about him grinding and his hard work ethic, and he really learned from Kenny Holland and the current Wings front office and what he did in Tampa is amazing, and their 62 wins, still a credit to him. And even he'll have to take some of the bad side of the credit with getting swept by Columbus in that shocking series. But the way he'll grind, and I believe, and I'm with you, you know, Kenny Holland, people saying it's time to go or he's pushed out, I don't buy that. It was the time for a change, the right time. Kenny Holland and him working together, both grinding,
right.
both care about the Ilitch family and the Wings history and Hockey Town, and this is nothing but a plus. There is no negative about any behind-the-scenes story of Holland being pushed out when it comes to Stevie Y.
No, right on, Bill, right on. Exactly that, you know, and again, and just getting back to Yzerman, too, you know, like, again, it's just the, you know, hockey's a different sport, like, you know, like, as we're seeing now, and it's shocking, Mo, that Columbus beat Tampa Bay. It's not shocking. Tampa Bay's got a really good team. Hedman was out for Tampa Bay. It's just a couple little differences for Tampa Bay, and they didn't pay me play as well as they could, but you have to give Columbus their credit. But that's the NHL. That's hockey. It's a very, very fine line. And the thing also, too, Bill, like, there's this myth about just like in hockey, we try and compare it to other sports like baseball, or just tear it down to the rock bottom and then build it back up and you can win a championship. There's no guarantees of winning anything in hockey. Toronto's not won a championship since 1967. The Blues came in 1967. They've never won a championship. It doesn't work that way. You just got to put that team together, and you got to be competitive. But the thing about Yzerman I really, really admire, he understands, like, the balance of teams that you've got to have, like, the Maltbys, Drapers, and Darren McCartys, those grinding kind of guys, superstars, and those guys in the perfect mix. But such a competitive guy, and again, with a great attitude and very likable. And but, yeah, him and Ken together, that's I'm actually up in Canada, so I didn't get the news and stuff, and I sort of understood what it was going to be, I thought, but I'm glad that Ken is still here, and he deserves to be here for what he's done for all these years.
I agree with you 100%. I never understood the heat on Ken or Blash, and I believe in that Blash being extended, they're still young. I don't think Stevie Y is going to be a guy that's going to come in and start blowing everybody out and changing everything. It will be a gradual process, and I still think Blash is the right guy with the nucleus of this team being young.
You know, Bill, like the way that Dylan Larkin, Tyler Bertuzzi, and Anthony Mantha and Andre Athanasiou played, and even Philip Peronik back in the blue line, but our young players just got so much better this year. They really, really improved it. And they're really now really good, young, strong forward. So we got a real good group up there. We need a little work back on that blue line, but there's lots of different ways to do it in the National Hockey League now. With you know, it's not just through the draft. It's through trades and free agency. And the other thing the Wings have right now that's really, really important is they have salary cap space, and they haven't had that for a long, long time. But all of a sudden now they've got flexibility to get involved in these different deals. So I expect them to be much more active in those two situations as well. And again, next year, more space on the salary caps coming up. So it's looking good for the Red Wings right now, but I'm really missing playoff hockey, and I know the franchise is as well. And when you watch it and you see the excitement of it, but I got a funny feeling we're going to be there next year.
And the plus about Columbus sweeping Tampa and Stevie Y's contractual obligations being done in Tampa Bay, that he gets a jump now coming in as GM, the Wings loaded with all those draft picks, and like you mentioned, able to look at free agency with the most salary cap money they've had maybe since the cap was introduced.
Yeah, exactly right. So lots of flexibility. And a guy, he's a guy that he's made deals. When he was in Tampa Bay, he made big trades. He made big trades with New York Rangers, Montreal Canadiens. So he likes to make deals to make his team better. But it's really going to be a lift to the franchise organization. But yeah, that's exciting news, and definitely looking forward to next year.
Paul Woods from the Wings Radio Network talking about Stevie Y as the Wings' new GM. Paul, enjoy the offseason in Canada. I'm sure it's 83 and sunny there at the Canadian Club, man.
Just the opposite right now. Rain is almost like a rainy part. No, I thought I need some gloves when I got outside here this morning, but I was in Florida for 6 days, so I can't complain. It was good down there.
All right, thanks for your time, Paul.
Anytime, Huge. Thank you.
All right, Paul Woods talking about the hiring of Stevie Y in Hockey Town.
You're listening to an Ask Anything Friday on the Huge Radio Network.
Bill Simonson here for my good friend Tom Rosenbach, who's a managing partner at Bean Garter. And we were talking on air about what Bean Garter offers when it comes to technology. And he compared it to sports. So what makes a team great? Speed. Speed in business. Speed in baseball, football, basketball, you can name the sport. Well, Bean Garter wants to reach out to anybody who currently uses QuickBooks or Great Plains technology to stay up to date on all your financials. Well, Bean Carter is strengthening businesses all around this state with this Sage Intacct, a financial management software that's built on the cloud and is ready to transform your business. You can stop wasting valuable time on your old inefficient software. You can start making strategic decisions based on good data that's there instantly. You can grow your business based on facts, not assumptions. Find out more on how Bean Carter can help you. Go to BeenGarter.com.
Bobby Brown and Belle Biv DeVoe together on stage. RBRM, Saturday, May 11th at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. RBRM, the For the Love of It Tour. Tickets are on sale now at the Soaring Eagle and Eagles Landing box offices or online at etix.com. RBRM, Saturday, May 11th at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. Details at SoaringEagleCasino.com. Bring on the bliss.
Huge here for the sports medicine team at Metro Health, University of Michigan Health. Now they feature some of the top sports physicians, physical therapists, and athletic trainers in this great state of Michigan. And it shows with their partnerships with local high schools, colleges, and professional sports teams. And also one thing about Metro Health sports medicine docs, they're also primary care docs, so they can provide general care and help with preventative medicine if you're an active individual or you take part in sports. And convenience is big, as they have 7 convenient locations across West Michigan. So there's a Metro Health University of Michigan Health location near you. Find out more at metrohealth.net/sportsmedicine. That's metrohealth.net/sportsmedicine. Whether you're a weekend warrior or your kid's been hurt or you've been hurt, get back to playing what you love to play with the team from Metro Health, University of Michigan Health Sports Medicine.
Cinco de Mayo with George Lopez.
My grandmother, no bedtime stories.
Saturday, May 4th at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort.
Go to sleep.
George Lopez.
Mom, can I have a juice box? Over. Sure, Brooklyn. Also, can I have a cheese stick? Thank you. Over.
Tickets are on sale now at the Soaring Eagle and Eagles Landing box offices or online at etix.com. It's a Cinco de Mayo like none other with George Lopez. May 4th at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. Details at SoaringEagleCasino.com.
Huge here with an invitation for any church, school, business, club, community, anybody listening to put on a purple event and help cancer and Parkinson's research at Van Andel Institute. Find out more at purplecommunity.org.
This is the Huge Radio Network.
Joining me on this BHS Insurance Friday is Sean Belegian from X's and Bros, which is heard weekday mornings at 6 a.m. on most of these huge radio network stations. Also, it's the only local morning sports show on our flagship stations, 106.1 FM and AM 1340, The Ticket NGR. And this morning, Sean was talking about Stevie Y coming home as GM of the Detroit Red Wings, and you had the other guys talking about the NBA playoffs, and that's one of the advantages of having a statewide morning and afternoon show. We welcome in Sean to talk about number 19 coming home, and take me through your path this morning when you got wind of this and what it was like on air on X's and Bros.
But Bill, you nailed it. You know what's so cool about doing the job that we do? And I hope people out there know how blessed we are, and we realize how blessed we are. We were getting calls from all over the state. We were getting calls from the west side. We were getting calls from the north side. We were getting calls, you know, from all, pretty much all the affiliates that are part of this. And it was an incredible rush because, gosh, I want to say it was maybe 6:07. It was before our first break even hit. That there were a couple tweets out there, one from TSN in Canada, and then another one from a local television station in Detroit talking about the impending presser that, you know, as you well know, 3 o'clock this afternoon, the Red Wings are going to have a presser. And shortly thereafter, the Red Wings came out with their presser, you know, describing what's going on. And here's the beauty of a thing like this. Boy, did the Red Wings keep this quiet. And I've had people, you know, Kevin Allen, I'm sure you're well aware of his work. Kevin Allen from the USA Today is one of the most respected, dialed-in guys there is. And as recent as a week ago, he even made the point. He goes, hey, anybody that knows Steve Yzerman, he keeps things close to the vest. There might be things happening, which is really intriguing because, again, he was under contract with Tampa. You know, that was something Chris Illich talked about just a month ago that, you know, his contract's up in the summer. We'll see what happens after that. But, you know, we don't usually talk about guys that are under contract to somebody else. So the minutia of all, how all this worked, it was fascinating. And, boy, the rush is, as you're experiencing right now, my friend, the rush is second to none. It certainly didn't seem like a job this morning. It was a lot of fun talking to some fired-up hockey fans all over the great state of Michigan.
Sean Bilegian, he is a host of X's and Bros weekday mornings at 6 a.m. Also, it's the only local morning sports show in Grand Rapids with our flagship stations, 106.1 FM and AM 1340. So away from the rush, the excitement, where would you rank this, Sean, on away from world championships, okay, but big sports moments on the pro side in Detroit history with Stevie Y, now the Wings GM?
That's a great question. I'll tell you what, about halfway through the show, the magnitude of the moment hit me. And, you know, again, to be on the air when something like this happens, you know, and you know as well as I do, there have been moments you've been on the air that are unbelievable. Just talking to you before we went, you know, to have this conversation, you brought up a tremendous point. Outside of a championship, this is as big as anything that I've seen. Championships are something different. I think everybody knows that. You know, when the Red Wings won the Stanley Cup the multitude of times, 97, 98, 02, and 08, you know, I had a chance to be on the air really for all four of those. When the Pistons won the title in 2004, that was off the hook because it was so unexpected by maybe every single human outside of the Detroit area. We knew something special was going on. So in terms of a non-championship moment, I'll put this up there with anything because, Bill, you had people, you know, on Twitter calling in, you know, texting in, everything. I mean, this was an incredible celebration. And, you know, not to be a stick in the mud, there's going to be work that has to be done. I think Steve Yzerman knows that better than anybody. But at the end of the day, this is a guy that took over a not-too-pleasant situation in Tampa and got that turned around to one of the model franchises in the National Hockey League. They haven't had the ultimate payoff yet with the Stanley Cup, but the work that he did there was second to none. And I think one of the things that he did that really has been missing from the Red Wings repertoire in the past few years, he's not afraid to make that bold move, to maybe make that trade of a guy that, you know, you kind of wince. You don't want to let go of that guy, but you have to trust the process and trust the people making the decisions. And that's certainly one thing. When you look at the history of Steve Yzerman's trades, it's pretty hard to deny what he's been able to accomplish. And a vast majority of those trades have not only worked, but worked out extremely well for his club.
Sean Bilegian, he is a host of X's and Bros, a Michigan sports show heard weekday mornings at 6 a.m. on some of these huge radio network stations. Also, it's the only local West Michigan sports radio morning show on our flagship stations, 106.1 FM and AM 1340, The Ticket. First order of business after the celebration of Stevie Y officially back in Detroit inside the Wings organization. I know it will be the draft, and that's the luck of the draw there with Columbus sweeping them. He'll get more time to prep for the draft. You'll get free agency, but inside the organization, what do you think his first move will be?
I think he's probably worked in concert with Ken Holland. I think people forget they have a really good relationship, and that relationship goes back many, many years. And quite frankly, it's a friendship first, but they also have a working relationship. In case people don't remember, you know, it was Ken Holland that kind of took him under the wing and allowed him to learn the way that the Red Wings do things. And Steve was able to go and not only to Tampa, but really at putting together a Team Canada Olympic team. He was able to go and do it himself. I think the first thing they're going to do is they're going to look at what they have, and they're going to kind of play a game of chess. What do we have now, and what do we think this is going to be a couple moves from now? And as I said, I would not be surprised if he makes a move that kind of makes people raise the eyebrow a little bit. well, I'm surprised they got rid of him, or I'm surprised they got rid of him, because he's been able to be very shrewd in his dealings and turn some deals that maybe at the time didn't exactly look like, okay, I don't know about this. You're letting a good player like Jonathan Drouin go for, you know, a virtual unknown. Well, that deal now, when they brought in Sergachev, looks amazing. Jonathan Drouin is okay, but he's not a top-notch player. He's never developed into that. So those are some of the things that I think Steve's going to do. I wouldn't be surprised at all if he doesn't have it in his mind already. You know, a couple guys that, let's see what we can do so we can maximize the return. Because to get something, you have to give up something. And I think Steve Yzerman, that's one of his strengths as a general manager. He understands it. So I'm guessing, Bill, but I think that's where his head is right now. Who can I turn into something better, something, you know, a bigger pawn in the future? I wouldn't be at all surprised if that's not something he's working on as we speak.
From a hockey perspective, and Sean Bellegian from X's and Bros heard weekday mornings, Michigan's only statewide morning sports radio show, and also the only morning sports radio show in West Michigan on 106.1 FM and AM 1340. From a pure hockey perspective, how far away do you think the Wings are from not only getting back to the playoffs, because it's kind of looking at the Pistons, okay, you made the playoffs, but you still look like you're light years away from being Milwaukee-like or Toronto-esque. How far away are the Wings from maybe being a team that gets to the Eastern Conference Final?
Well, you know, first you talk about the pieces that they have in place. I think Zadino, Valeno, you know, some of the draft picks from last year, I thought that was a really strong draft as a guy that's followed junior hockey, had a chance to see a lot of these guys play in person. I think that's the first step, is getting the youth in the system. And secondly, the things that a majority of people can see, you know, when you have Athanasio take the step that he did, when Dylan Larkin went next level this year, you know, and the way those guys played down the stretch, that is vitally important. But, Bill, there's more working to be done. I think in particular, when you look at the blue line, you know you have something with one guy, but what else is there? And you know, right now there might be an answer for the future in the system, in the pipeline, at goaltender. But if there is, he hasn't really separated himself right now, although some people talk up Larson a little bit in the collegiate level. In my mind, Bill, they're a couple good drafts away and a couple good moves away from being a legitimate contender maybe 3 years from now. The cap has caught up to everybody. In this day and age of cost certainty, the cap has caught up to everybody. And I'm surprised it took as long as it did to catch up to the Red Wings. But with that being said, I think the Red Wings also have some issues with some of the contracts that they have on the book and the length and term of the contract they have on the book. And that really doesn't give them a lot of wiggle room, in particular with going out and maybe signing somebody to help fill in the block. So in my mind, if you're talking about being really legitimate, not just getting into the playoffs, I think you're maybe looking at 3 years. But, hey, listen, the way that Steve Yzerman has operated and his lack of fear, as far as I'm concerned, to go out and make that shrewd deal, he might speed that process up.
It's called the Ilitch Plan. 3 years for the Tigers, 3 years for the Wings before they're contenders, and I can live with it based on what both franchises have done for all of us in our lifetimes, no matter what generation you live in or grew up in. You can hear Sean Bellegian weekday morning, 6 a.m., X's and Bros. Look them up on Facebook and on Twitter. Also, West Michigan's only local morning sports show on 106.1 FM and AM 1340, The Ticket in GR. Big day with Stevie Y back inside the Wings organization as the new GM. Sean, great work this morning. Thanks for your time here on the Huge Radio Network.
Thanks, bud. Happy Easter to you and everybody else out there.
Yeah, back at you. Enjoy your holiday weekend with your family. Bill Simonson here for my good friend Tom Rosenbach, who's a managing partner at Bean Garter. And we were talking on air about what Bean Garter offers when it comes to technology. And he compared it to sports. So what makes a team great? Speed. Speed in business. Speed in baseball, football, basketball. You could name the sport. Well, Bean Garter wants to reach out to anybody who currently uses QuickBooks or Great Plains technology to stay up to date on all your financials. Well, Bean Garter is strengthening businesses all around this state with this Sage Intacct, a financial management software that's built on the cloud and is ready to transform your business. You can stop wasting valuable time on your old inefficient software. You can start making strategic decisions based on good data that's there instantly. You can grow your business based on facts, not assumptions. Find out more on how BeanGarter can help you. Go to BeanGarter.com.
We have batteries, brakes, mufflers, and more at your Auto Value Parts Store,
where service is the difference.
We get it.
Spring is here, and so are the savings. Spiff up your vehicle with Wizards Mist and Shine Professional Detailer, now just $10.99. Pick up quarts of Valvoline Full Synthetic Oil for just $7.99. If you're fixing up that trailer hitch, save this month on the Curt 2-inch Hitch Ball. Auto value priced at only $8.99. And for those of you using two-stroke engines, save on True Fuel Premix for just $5.99. Order online at myautovaluestore.com, and this month we'll take $10 off orders of $50 or more when you use the coupon code SPRING10. That's spring and the number 10. At Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it.
We have batteries, brakes, mufflers, and more at your Auto Value Parts Store,
where service is the difference.
We get it.
Build the perfect Easter basket and save at Meijer. Select toys and games are buy one, get one 50% off this week. Hershey's and Nestle Easter bag candy are buy two, get one free. Easter peeps are just two for $4. Easter chocolate bunnies are two for $7. Pre-filled Easter baskets started just $10 this week at Meijer. Plus, dress a family in their Easter best for less. Apparel for the family is buy one, get one for $1. And kids' dress or casual shoes are just $14.99 this week at your local Meijer.
Bigger than any box score, local sports are a victory for the entire community. Building up leaders, breaking down barriers, connecting generations, teaching integrity, blazing a trail, sparking our economy. That's why Meijer sponsors hundreds of local sports teams throughout the Midwest. From Little League to the big leagues, uniforms to stadiums, Meijer knows when we support the home team, we all win.
Huge here for all the brands, steakhouse and grills. How about celebrating Easter at your local Brands? You can reserve a table for the brands close to you. Go to brands.com, and on Easter, you can enjoy a $17.99 meal combo. Choose from two, barbecue ribs, chicken, skewered shrimp, or the world-famous sizzling sirloin, as well as $1.50 kids' meals and $2.99 margaritas. Book your table today for Easter at all the brands, steakhouse and grills in Michigan. For the one close to you, go to brands.com.
Experience the mind-blowing magic of Criss Angel. Saturday, June 1st at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. Tickets for Raw, The Mind Freak Unplugged start at $61 and are on sale now at the Soaring Eagle and Eagles Landing box offices or online at etix.com. The incredible illusions, 3D effects, pyro, and virtual worlds of Criss Angel. Saturday, June 1st at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. Details at SoaringEagleCasino.com. Bring on the bliss.
This is the Huge Radio Network.
It is a historic Friday in the state of Michigan and Hockey Town with Stevie Wye coming back as the Wings GM. Bob Kaser is the radio voice and one of our hockey insiders on the Huge Radio Network. He's the voice of the Wings top farm affiliate, the Grand Rapids Griffins. And Bob, first thing you thought about when you got the news that Stevie Wye was in as GM?
Well, needless to say, Bill, growing up in Michigan as I have, and being the Wings are arguably my favorite team of all time. Just thrilled beyond words. So, it was inevitable, not surprising at all. I think the handwriting was on the wall. Steve Yzerman, passing up on a long term extension with Tampa Bay, and especially in the early stages of what could be a long and productive run for the Lightning, although, an early exit this year, but they've built a heck of a team and organization from top to bottom, including their American League affiliate, too. But for him to step away from that and then, return home, I think without a doubt the handwriting was on the wall. And they make no mistake, Bill, Ken Holland, I think, is really the architect of this and the way it's all come down. And, they've got a tremendous respect for one another, and
You know, it's thrilling to know that you've got two of the greatest hockey minds now in Ken Holland and Steve Yzerman running the show in Detroit as they now try and get back on top in the hockey world.
What do you think is the biggest difference that we'll see? And it may not be right away. It could be a year from now. It could be 18 months from now. But the biggest difference between Kenny Holland as a Wings GM and Stevie Y?
Boy, to be honest with you, Bill, I don't know if there's going to be much of a difference. You got to remember, and I think most people, you know, understand that Steve Yzerman, you know, learned the tools of the trade and had the tools of the trade under Ken Holland for how many years, you know, 4 or 5 in Detroit before he moved on and was ready to, you know, take on a role as a general manager in the National Hockey League. So, you know, I think the two of them are very like-minded. They're, you know, both incredibly and highly respected around the world of hockey. You know, they seem to both push all the right buttons and, you know, I think it's, like I say, I think it's just going to be one of the greatest tandems in the National Hockey League as far as, you know, hockey management is concerned, and especially on the hockey ops side of things. So, you know, I think Red Wing fans ought to be very excited. Yeah, Ken Holland's, you know, certainly been on the receiving end of a lot of criticism over the last few years. But, you know, I defend him, as you know, Bill, and have for a long time. Ken Holland, bottom line is one of the best general managers the National Hockey League's seen in a long, long time. And I think he'll go down as one of the best general managers in the National Hockey League. And there's a reason, you know, why Edmonton and Seattle and other franchises who are in need of someone like a Ken Holland, you know, are rumored to be going after him. So, you know, obviously he's earned the respect of everybody in the world of hockey. I think it's, you know, just very exciting, though. Again, two like-minded guys who've been together for a long, long time, and Ken Holland and Steve Yzerman now to work, you know, in the front office together and build this, what we hope will be a, I don't know if there's going to be such a thing as a dynasty in the National Hockey League anymore with the salary cap the way it is. And, you know, the rules of the game have changed, no doubt. But, you know, gosh, I just can't help but be thrilled beyond, like I say, beyond words, you know, just the two of them, Yzerman and Holland, you know, building this Red Wing franchise.
Bob Kaser, voice of the Wings, top farm affiliate, the Grand Rapids Griffins. This weekend, they open up the Calder Cup playoffs in Chicago. They will be at Van Andel Arena on Tuesday and Wednesday of next week. Tickets and series info on the Calder Cup playoffs at griffinshockey.com. That's griffinshockey.com. And speaking of the Griffins, Jeff Blashill's the former head coach of the Griffins. He's done a great job developing the young talent with the Wings. And I think this move with Stevie Y, and looking at the coaches he's had in Tampa, I think Jeff Blashill is the perfect fit with Stevie Y and Kenny Holland and that front office.
Well, 100%, Bill. You know, you look at, you know, John Cooper and Jeff Blashill, you know, John Cooper, the head coach in Tampa Bay, you know, underneath Steve Yzerman, you know, they're almost identical, you know, Cooper and Blashill, the way they approach the game, the way they coach the game, the way they develop, you know, they're just their thoughts in general about, you know, what it takes to be successful in the National Hockey League as a coach. They're you know, two peas in a pod. And they're very good friends, John Cooper and Jeff Blashill. So, you know, I think Steve Yzerman would look at a Jeff Blashill as a guy that, you know, just fits exactly what he's looking for in a head coach. And, you know, Steve Yzerman, you know, much like, you know, Ken Holland, they're real big on development. You know, if you look at Syracuse, their American League franchise, you know, they built from right there. And there's a reason why Tampa Bay is so successful. They brought guys up carefully through the American Hockey League and have become, you know, a lot of these guys have become very, very, you know, very, very good National Hockey League players. And hence Tampa Bay wins 62 games. And again, unfortunately, they get KO'd in the first round. But, you know, you can't take away the fact they won 62 games and tied a National Hockey League record, set, of course, as we all know, by the Detroit Red Wings. So, you know, Yzerman and Holland are very similar in the way they approach the game from top to bottom as far as hockey ops is concerned, and both are big, big believers in developing at the American League level. And Jeff Blashill did that here. Jeff Blashill, like I say, is much like John Cooper, and I think, you know, Jeff Blashill will be the head coach of the Red Wings for a long time to come.
And it's not a bad thing for the Grand Rapids Griffins that Steve Yzerman may be seen at those playoff games home and away and become a regular at Van Andel Arena moving forward.
Knowing how eager Steve Yzerman probably is to get in the trenches and go at it, I wouldn't be the least bit surprised, Bill, to see him in Grand Rapids maybe Tuesday night. So, you know, we'll have to see. I have no idea what Steve's schedule is, you know, is for the next, you know, few days. You know, it's going to be hectic and chaotic. But I'm sure that his focus will be, you know, getting in, you know, and hitting the ground running and being, you know, being on top of everything. And that will include, you know, analyzing and evaluating what he's got in Grand Rapids and, It would be very exciting to see him here next week, and again, wouldn't be the least bit surprised to see him around. In fact, who knows? Maybe he'll be in Chicago tonight and tomorrow.
Yeah, I tell you what, analyzing everything they have in Grand Rapids, I pray to God his first move isn't to fire the radio voice of the Griffins.
Well, they're all about the young guys, so you never know, Bill. As we know, I'm ready to be sent out to pasture.
Oh, my God, it would be unbelievable. Saturday morning, breaking news out of Detroit, the first move by Stevie Y is to fire the radio voice of the Grand Rapids Griffins, Bob Gazer. I'm just kidding. I love you, Bobby. You're an NHL. You're one of the best hockey voices in the world, man. Thanks so much. Go Griffins in the Chicago series. And again, best of five, right, in the opener, or is it seven?
Yeah, best of five, and it starts tonight. And appreciate it, Bill. Love you, buddy. And, very exciting times, no doubt, in Wings Nation.
And you know what? And the Griffins are part of the Wings Nation and the Griffins fans, so it's a trickle-down effect now with even more class and credibility with Stevie Y as a GM. Bobby, have a great call this weekend, or calls, and then we may see you at Van Andel Arena. Okay, buddy?
All right, look forward to it, Bill. Thanks. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, Bob Kay is a great man on and off the ice, voice of the Wingstop Farm affiliate, the Grand Rapids Griffins. And again, games 3 and 4, 4 if necessary, Tuesday and Wednesday at Van Andel Arena in downtown GR. Get your tickets at griffinshockey.com.